95.1 FM, as you just heard. We're KYMN Northfield, AM 1080. Joining us now from the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources, we have Tyler Lusignan joining us, who's with the DNR. We're going to talk about deer hunting. It's the firearms deer season, so we've got a lot to talk about. Start off by just saying welcome. Tyler, thanks so much for taking a few minutes and being with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Let's talk about the firearms deer openers coming up this weekend. And I know the most deer hunters know to look up what the regulations are in your area. But overall, you know, we're especially us here in the Southeast, anything new as far as the registration and the restrictions that may be in place for deer hunting this weekend?
We're in a CWD zone over here, and we've been in here for a few years now, so it's actually, nothing's really changed. Everything's okay. Fairly the same, so nothing too blindsiding.
All right. Let's talk about the tradition of deer hunting in Minnesota. It goes back. It's really a family affair for so many families, so many generations of Minnesotans. Are we seeing, you know, the hunting numbers, the early returns on how many people are registered? Are you expecting a good turnout as far as registered deer hunters this year?
We have a fair amount of deer hunters. Yeah. Like you said, deer hunting tradition has always been a big part of Minnesota. I think we have a fair amount this year, although the weather might kind of decrease the amount of hunters this year, but we're expected to see a fair amount, yeah.
You know, we've had like no rain at all all summer long and really all fall as well. We might get a little bit down in our neck of the woods Thursday night and on into Friday. So it may be, you know, kind of a damp opener this year for folks in hunting in our area, but I don't think that the mud's going to be too deep. It's going to take a lot to penetrate the dry ground. How much is that having a big effect on deer hunting and the numbers we plan on seeing this year?
Yeah, surprisingly, the one time we actually get rain in the forecast is going to be probably on deer opener. That's kind of unfortunate. Well, I guess a majority of people will take it, right?
Yes.
With it being rainy like that, the deer tend to not want to move. And with the warm weather we're having, it takes a little bit longer for the does to go in heat and then for the rut to happen. So it'll be quite interesting on opener. For the rut to really get going and starting, you need to have kind of colder temperatures.
So. Yeah. Now, do you think, have there been seasons, you know, everybody focuses on the opener this week, but it goes on for a few weeks in November. Do you think there might be more success this year in subsequent weeks? It usually tends to get kind of quiet that second and third week.
Yeah, it seems like it's kind of going to be matching last year. Last year kind of was warm as well, not a lot of snow, not very cold. My guess it kind of would relate to last year. However, what looks different with the weather coming up here is right during deer opener is when we're going to hit a kind of a cold spell, and these nice 70-degree days are going to fall back into 50-degree days. So opener might, like I said, might be rainy, but maybe even the next weekend following opener might be even better.
Once again, Tyler Lusignan is with us. He's with He's a DNR conservation officer. We're talking about the firearms deer opener, which is coming up this weekend. Let's talk about chronic wasting disease, CWD. We've had in the past mandatory testing for all those for all deer harvested. You'd mentioned before not much of a change. That's going to be the case once again this year.
Yep, it's kind of the same as usual here. just another year of CWD zone. You can go get your mandatory testing on opener. There'll be DNR staff at the county fairgrounds in Faribault. So you snag one, you can go head down there and get it tested quick. And it's really fast, simple, easy process. If there's no line, it just takes a couple minutes.
Mm-hmm. All right. And what does that do? You just need like a blood sample or a flesh sample to process that?
They just grab the lymph nodes real quick out of the deer.
Okay.
It's by the neck head area. Yep.
All right. Are there any, you know, as far as trying to control CWD, are there any other, you know, best practices that the hunters should employ while either, you know, field dressing the deer or bringing it in before they bring it in, before they eat it? Are there any other things that they should do?
Yeah, so the CWD zone implements the, we cannot transport the deer across or over CWD lines. It has to be inside the zone. So when you're field dressing, you can field dress it right there in the field, and then you cannot transport outside the zone. We recommend, like I said, going to the county fairgrounds to go get it tested and keeping that deer inside the zone would be best practice.
Now, it's the firearms opener this weekend, but people have actually been hunting in Minnesota, hunting deer for, well, the archery season, the bow hunting season, started about a month and a half ago, back in mid-September. You've had a couple of special, you know, shorter seasons, weekends that take your youth hunting and take your kids hunting and such. From those early hunts that we've seen, does it look like it's going to be a good year? Are the deer numbers up this year? How has the participation been so far in some of these earlier hunts?
I would say the deer numbers are really good. They're steady. I've seen some deer taken. However, going back to, like we said, weather kind of plays a big factor. Farming kind of plays a factor. We still had a lot of corn still up late this year, and like we said, the weather was really, really warm, so the deer don't tend to move that much. So I would say that the numbers are really good, and if you're out and about, you could have definitely a successful hunt.
Mm-hmm. Once again, Tyler Lusignan is with us. He's with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. We are talking about the deer hunting season, firearms deer opener, which is coming up in just a couple of days here this Saturday. Tyler, is there anything else we should know about the opener or about deer hunting that you'd like to pass along?
Just keep in mindful of, you know, just safety in general. You know, opener, we need to have everyone wear orange so everyone's visible. Just the whole safety portion of hunting, because we want to minimize or eliminate the hunting-related incidences. So always wear your orange, be visible to other hunters, good muzzle control, point in a safe direction, implement all those good hunt safety etiquette. So,
now, there is one other thing I wanted to ask you about, and that's having multiple licenses. I know in the